Hi, my name is Lillian Nejad. Welcome back to this course about overcoming insomnia. In Lesson 5, you learned about how general worries, as well as worries about sleep, can maintain sleeping problems, and several strategies were discussed to alleviate these sleep-blocking thoughts. Lesson 6 will focus on the problems or disorders that are often associated with insomnia. It is far more common for insomnia to be associated with another problem than it is for it to occur on its own. Insomnia occurring without the presence of another disorder or problem represents only a small proportion, 10% of insomnia sufferers. So if you're among the 10 to 15% of the population that struggles with insomnia, it is more likely that something else is also going on. Also, given that insomnia is a risk factor for developing other problems, it's important to know what they are and what to do if they are affecting you. The most commonly associated problems are described. If you think you might be experiencing any of these issues, consult a health professional as soon as possible. Depression. Trouble sleeping is one of the symptoms of depression. And to make matters confusing, sleeping problems can also lead people to become depressed. It's the old chicken or the egg conundrum. Changes in sleeping patterns for individuals with clinical depression include trouble falling asleep, but the most common issue is waking up too early and not being able to get back to sleep. Other symptoms of clinical depression include changes in appetite, low energy, fatigue, low motivation, low mood, not enjoying things you used to enjoy, withdrawal from others, feelings of guilt and hopelessness, and thoughts of worthlessness and suicide. If you are experiencing these symptoms, see your doctor or mental health professional, like a psychiatrist or clinical psychologist, who can assess your symptoms and recommend the appropriate treatment, which should include psychological therapy and possibly antidepressant medication. If you have suicidal thoughts, even for only one day, seek assistance immediately to ensure your safety and to receive the appropriate support. Anxiety and stress. Anxiety is often characterized by excessive worry and is one of the main culprits interfering with our sleep. When worry leads to problems sleeping, you feel fatigued during the day, which makes you feel less capable of dealing with life's demands, resulting in even higher levels of anxiety and stress. Then you can add being concerned about falling asleep to your list of worries, which just makes it less likely that you will ever get a good night's sleep. You can expect to lose sleep under certain circumstances, and during these times, the best thing to do is just accept that you will probably lose sleep. And we've discussed other ways of managing worry thoughts in Lesson 5, including the Contain Your Brain strategy by having a worry place, worry time, and worry container. Another strategy that is fantastic for reducing stress and anxiety is regular relaxation practice that produces a physiological relaxation response. The next lesson, in Lesson 7, will focus exclusively on how relaxation exercises can improve your sleep, as well as your overall levels of stress and anxiety. You also may have a clinical anxiety disorder like panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, or other disorders associated with anxiety like obsessive-compulsive disorder that are interfering with your sleep. If this is the case, please consult your doctor or mental health professional so that you can get an appropriate assessment and receive the appropriate treatment and support. Another issue that you may have that is associated with sleep disturbance is substance use. The effects of alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine on sleep have been discussed, but there is another substance that can be detrimental to getting your sleep back on track: sleeping pills. Sleeping pills are part of a class of prescription medication called benzodiazepines, the most common being Valium. These medications can be helpful for short-term sleeping problems that may occur due to specific stressors like the death of a loved one, a stressful incident, or severe jet lag. But for longer-term insomnia, sleeping medications do not address the factors that are causing or maintaining the problem. Furthermore, the recommended maximum duration of use for these class of drugs is 2 weeks. Unfortunately, many people take them for much longer, which can lead to increased tolerance and dependence. Continued use will also interfere with strategies that you implement to train your body to adopt a healthier sleeping pattern. If you have been prescribed a benzodiazepine by your treating doctor, make sure that you're taking them as prescribed. If you want to reduce or cease your use of this medication, only do so under the supervision of your treating doctor or psychiatrist. It is not recommended to cease long-term use suddenly or by yourself, as you may experience severe withdrawal effects. Due to the problems associated with benzodiazepines, a new class of sleeping pills known as non-benzodiazepine hypnotics, or new generation hypnotics, are now more commonly recommended and prescribed for insomnia. So far, these medications have shown moderate effects in improving sleep onset and maintenance, with minimal side effects. However, they have not been sufficiently tested with all cohorts like the elderly, people with certain medical conditions, and people with substance abuse issues. Ensure that you consult your doctor before taking any prescription medication for insomnia. In addition to prescription medication, illicit substances, particularly speed, cocaine, and other stimulants, are also detrimental to sleep functioning. If you're using any medications or substances, it is important to disclose this to your treating doctor so they can fully assess the impact of these substances on your problem sleeping. You may need to consider treatment for substance use or dependence as a pathway to improving your sleep. There are also several other sleep disorders besides insomnia that may be impacting your sleep. Two of the most common are sleep apnea and nightmares. Sleep apnea is a sleep disorder involving interrupted breathing, usually for 10 seconds to 1 minute, until the person wakes up in their effort to breathe again. This disorder often affects older adults, particularly those who have gained weight and lost muscle tone. Loud snoring, feeling groggy when you wake up, and feeling tired during the day are common symptoms of sleep apnea. If you suspect that sleep apnea is disrupting your sleep, speak with a health professional immediately, as this can be a life-threatening issue. Also, be sure that you do not take any sedative medications or substances before sleep, as this may prevent you from waking to resume breathing. Nightmares. Everyone knows what it feels like to have a bad dream, and it's normal to have a nightmare now and then. However, some people may experience severe disruptions to their sleep due to recurrent and vivid nightmares. There are ways to alter the impact of your nightmares by writing them down and then re-scripting them, often with an alternative, pleasing ending, and then rehearsing this new version while you're awake. This process both exposes you to the nightmare, making it less scary and anxiety-provoking, and it prepares your mind to modify the nightmare when you're sleeping, so they don't cause distress and wake you up. Nightmares can be associated with a history of trauma and is a common symptom of post-traumatic stress disorder. If this is the case for you, consult a mental health professional who specializes in trauma to assist you with this and other associated symptoms. And finally, medical and physical conditions may lead to sleeping problems. Sleeping problems often coexist with other medical and physical problems and illnesses, including pregnancy, chronic pain, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, cancer, heart disease, stroke, and head injuries. Insomnia may be a byproduct of physical discomfort caused by the condition, or due to the brain changes associated with the condition, or it can be a side effect of the medications taken to treat the condition. If you think a medical and physical condition is associated with your sleeping problem, please consult your doctor. We've now come to the end of Lesson 6. If you think that you have any of these issues, problems, or disorders discussed in this section, seek the advice of a qualified health provider. Your general practitioner is a good place to start. He or she can refer you to a health professional, like a clinical psychologist or a psychiatrist, with expertise in assessing the cause of your insomnia ensuring that appropriate attention is given to treat insomnia alongside any other medical or psychological issues you may have. If you are experiencing low mood and/or suicidal thoughts or self-harm behavior, seek professional help immediately and talk to a close friend or family member who can assist you to obtain the appropriate assistance. In Lesson 7, we will focus on using relaxation techniques to reduce your overall level of stress as well as assist with sleep.